Another way of looking at the yamas which is the first stage of spiritual practice. Of course, that's most pointedly seen in Ashtanga Yoga, or the eight-limbed yoga, or the eight stages of yoga that are common. First stage, of course, is yama. That points out it's first, right? No question about it. So yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. So samadhi is a long way from yama. Six things in the middle there. That points out, in a way you can't ignore, that there's a lot of things that come before samadhi, and that yama is first. Or said another way, if someone wants to follow the traditional yoga practices to be successful in meditation, they have to perfect yama and niyama first. A few years ago, I think it was about 2 years ago, Gurudeva was inspired in that area and did a pamphlet on the yamas, niyamas, and we had our vigilees who were meeting the public would present this information in a very gentle way and suggest that, gee, if you're interested in following the spiritual path, this is a good place to begin here, at the beginning, with the yamas. So, of course, in terms of Charya Kriya Yoga Jnana, the yamas are part of Charya, the first practice, the basic practice. So they're first in both sets of terminology. Another aspect of the yamas is seen in the phrase, they are advice, not commandments. I'll read the whole phrase. The yamas and niyamas are scriptural injunctions for all aspects of thought and behavior. They are advice and simple guidelines, not commandments. So what does Gurudeva mean by that? Saying their advice and simple guidelines, not commandments. Well, a comparison can be made to the monastic vows. Monastic vows say it, same idea in another way, that they're ideals toward which we strive. But if we fall a little short, that's not a catastrophe. So yamas and niyamas are the same thing. These are ideals to which we strive. But, you know, for example, if our words are hurtful to someone, that's not a crisis, not a catastrophe. We haven't committed a major sin here. We say, whoops, I didn't quite uphold that idea as well as I should have, so I'm going to try better the next time. So in that sense, it's something we strive for, but if we fall short, it's not a problem, as long as we're striving.